I often wonder, how will others know that I am a Christ follower? What in my life makes me different? How will my community, the people around me, know that I am a Christian? I believe that the way we respond to our community and to the people around us during this crisis will show people that we are Christ followers. I believe Jesus has given us the answer to how we should respond in this critical time in the Gospel of John. In John 13, Jesus speaks to his disciples in the upper room. And in verses 34 and 35, he says this to them, "I give you a new command, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let me key in on some of the points that Jesus is making to his disciples. Love one another. And then Jesus gives the grounding or the reasoning why he says, "Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another." Have you been loved by Jesus Christ? Did you experience the love of God and respond to the free grace that he offered you? Do you remember what it was like to understand for the first time what it meant to be a Christian? The metaphorical scales were removed from your eyes and you could see and understand that you were a sinner in need of the grace offered from a perfect Savior. You have been loved by Christ. Your sin has been paid for by Christ. You were once a slave to sin, and now you are free in Christ. You were once a slave to the pattern of this world, and now you walk in the way of God. You were once, in Ephesians 2, child of wrath, but now you are an adopted son and daughter, son or daughter of God. Do you remember what your former life was like? You have been loved by Christ. Because of this truth, we should love one another. As Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." During this time, it is easy for us just to hole up and stay in isolation, which is good. But while we do that, we need to stay in isolation physically, or while we do need to stay in isolation physically, we do not need to stay in isolation emotionally or spiritually. I am not encouraging you to break quarantine or to go shake hands with your neighbor or to greet one another with a holy COVID-19 kiss. I am not saying that. I am saying to begin thinking not of your own interests, but to think of the interests of your community. In biblical counseling, when there is a case where someone is really just stuck and down on themselves, one of the best things to get them out of the depression or begin to get them out of the depression is to encourage them to serve, to think outside of themselves and to serve others. So my challenge is this: while you isolate physically, do not isolate emotionally or spiritually. Reach out to others around you for your own sake and for their sake. I was talking to one of my best friends, and he was telling me that he has gotten to share his faith with his neighbors several times this week just from sitting on his front porch and talking to people that were passing on the sidewalk. As far as I know, I could be wrong about this, but as far as I know, COVID-19 does not spread through phone calls to see how friends and family are doing. It does not spread through a text that asks, "How can I pray for you?" It does not spread through sharing an encouraging verse on social media. Doing things digitally, obviously, does not compare to the real thing, to seeing one another face to face. But do not isolate yourself emotionally or spiritually during this time. At some point, you will need to go to the grocery store. I mean, if this keeps going, at some point, you'll run out of something that you need. Reach out to those around you and see if you can pick something up for them. These are just simple ways that we can think outside of ourselves and begin to consider others' needs greater than our own. Jesus' final point in the passage is this: by this, by the way that we love one another, he says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let us show love to one another and love to our neighbors. Love to those who do not know Christ, thinking not only of ourselves and our own interests, but also to the interests of others. That is how people will know that we are Christ followers, by the way we respond during this crisis. Will you show love and compassion not only think about yourself, but consider others greater than yourself. Thanks for listening. God bless.